For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A Facebook friend of mine, a priest named Elizabeth Caton, shared a poem the other day. And its title comes from the Old Testament lesson for Ash Wednesday, which says, "Rend your hearts, but not your garments." Rending garments, i.e. tearing clothing, is a traditional Jewish gesture for grief. Ripping your clothes is what you do when someone you love has died. It is a visible and outward sign of a profound and inward pain. And the prophet uses it as an image of our grief at the fact of sin. The poem that my friend shared came with a drawing. It's the one I was telling the kids about. In it, a stick figure is holding up a crudely depicted heart. The heart is torn in two right down the middle. As he lifts it up toward heaven, the stick figure cries out, "It ain't much, but it's all I've got." And then God answers him, "It is all that I've ever wanted." The full title of Jan Richardson's poem is "Rend Your Heart, A Blessing for Ash Wednesday." And it goes like this. To receive this blessing, all you have to do is let your heart break. Let it crack open. Let it fall apart so that you can see its secret chambers, the hidden spaces where you have hesitated to go. Your entire life is here, inscribed whole upon your heart's walls. Every path taken or left behind, every face you turned toward or turned away, every word spoken in love or in rage, every line of your life you would prefer to leave in shadow, every story that shimmers with treasures known and those you have yet to find. It could take you days to wander these rooms, 40 at least. And so let this be a season for wandering, for trusting the breaking, for tracing the rupture that will return you to the one who waits, who watches, who works within the rending to make your heart whole. This poem reminds me of another, this one a psalm. Often we read Psalm 51 at evening prayer on Fridays. On Ash Wednesday, we pray it together on our knees right after we receive the ashes on our foreheads. The Bible attributes this psalm to David, saying that he wrote it after his sin with Bathsheba and the death of their child. It begins, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses." The psalmist goes on to say that the sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. And at one point, he cries out to God for help as follows. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." This last verse reminds me of Jesus telling Nicodemus that he must be born again. "Very truly, I tell you," he says, "no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Holy Spirit." As we wander through the desert this holy season of Lent, we enter room after empty room within our wayward and compromised hearts. We remember faces that we have turned away from, We remember words spoken in rage, things done and left undone, sins against God, sins against other people, sins against ourselves. If we look long enough and stay open to God's Spirit, we find many hidden spaces where we have hesitated to go. In the end, we offer it all up to God for healing and transformation. One day at a time, one minute at a time, we examine ourselves, and then we give our hearts to God again. In Lent, we ask God to renew in us the gift of holy baptism. The flame of the Spirit can die down to embers, but it cannot be extinguished. As others come to the waters of rebirth, let us ask God to make our hearts new. With all that we are, let us trust in God, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not yet exist. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave his only begotten Son to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And as we sing in our closing hymn today, one of the great, great hymns of the faith, "The soul that to Jesus hath fled for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell shall endeavor to shake, I'll never, no never, no never forsake." Amen.